This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
There he is. Oh, let me make sure I take off this damn billboard there. All right, there he is.
What's happening, brother?
Not much. You doing all right?
Doing good, man. Well rested. I took some pills last night. I had this terrible shoulder pain, so I woke up to the Josh Gattis news. I had my story ready to go for about a month. So thankfully, my editors were on the ball, ready to publish. But I'm glad it's over and done with.
Yeah. By the way, you're giving us that actor's mask, half of it dark, half of it white.
I apologize. I normally have my light on and realize it's not working about 2 seconds ago. Let me try again. Yeah. See if it, okay. There we go. There we go. There's a little more light for you. How's that? Is that better?
Now you're like a third of the moon now is being covered up right now. So tell me. So this is the when I saw this news, I was like, I thought of you right away because, you know, you're like, well, you know, Mario doesn't really want to fire people. He wants them to kind of move on their own.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of tells me that nobody wanted his ass.
They were like, pretty much.
Oye. We got to move on, dude. Come on, let's go. You can't find a job. You don't have a job. And then he couldn't get a job. And then they said, well, you know, we got this offensive coordinator already in mind. We got to move on. And that's kind of the impression I got, that they were like, they bought as much time as they possibly could to avoid this, but they couldn't avoid it anymore.
Correct. I think, you know, part of this people don't realize because they just think, oh, he's got to worry about the program. It's like, no, coaches make these decisions months in advance or weeks in advance, and then they're already looking for the replacement. This is just like a courtesy so that the people who you hire next, look, every you know, the coaching business is about hiring and firing. That's what it's about. Guys change jobs regularly now. It's just the way it is. And so you want the guys that you hire to know, hey, I didn't treat this guy bad on the way out the door. I didn't embarrass him on the way out the door. Those are things that leave an impression when you work in this business. So Mario is just taking that approach, right? That's sort of a Nick Saban approach. Nick Saban doesn't really fire guys either. So, you know, that was one of his teachers, as somebody he learned from, and that's the way he handles it.
All right, so this kind of tells me also that we might be hearing about a new offensive coordinator soon. What you got for us?
Well, listen, I put out a huge list of names in this story of guys that he spoke to last time. And really, I think in the end, I know this is going to sound terrible coming out of my mouth because people were like, coaches are so important, coordinators. I think whoever he hires, the most important thing to me, and we can discuss names in a second. The most important thing to me is find a guy who can communicate to these kids the way Rhett Lashley did, because Rhett Lashley found a way to build an offense that was simplified and allowed these guys to thrive and not think. I think what we learned with Josh Gattis, and I think what Mario learned in year one, is doesn't have some of the brightest bulbs in the shed here as far as the roster. Kids that can pick up complicated concepts and things that need to be executed the right way. I talked to some players in the last few weeks, guys that have left the program and are always more willing to talk once they're gone. And you know, that's exactly what they said. It was more complicated of an offense. You know, there were issues of guys being unhappy with their playing time, all kinds of reasons why this offense sucked. And ultimately, whoever comes in has to be on the same page with the players and get the most out of them and simplify things so that they can run something they're comfortable with. I think whoever he hires to do that has to be, you know, that guy. Now, as far as names, I mentioned James Coley because he's in an interesting situation at Texas A&M because they brought in Bobby Petrino. He's a guy who has enjoys play calling. That's one name that I mentioned as a potential candidate, one name that I heard during the process. there are others. They will all come out in time. I'm sure other people have put some names out as well. But I think right now it's speculation because I don't know how far along he really is in making this decision of who's going to be the guy.
Okay. Do you have a name or two that you think might be the guy out of that list?
Look, it's more of a matter of when we get closer to it actually happening. Like right now, I don't think we're close to it happening. I don't think Mario's going to announce.
Really?
I don't think
we're
close.
Okay, no. I thought we, because of this, because it's taken so long to finally get to this point, that's what I thought. I thought we're actually really close to adding that offensive coordinator because, you know, time's running out. You've already gone through this recruiting process. He wasn't part of it and all that kind of stuff. So then, you know, I figured that
I think there's still some NFL. I think there's still potentially some NFL guys that he's interested in speaking to. And again, like go back and look at the calendar last year when he made these hires, especially offensive coordinator. I was one of, you know, Gattis and the two coordinator positions, he took his time with it. So I don't think that we're, you know, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to, it probably will happen in another week or two, but as far as names and people who are out there, I mean, I provided the list within The Athletic. There's a bunch of names in there of guys that he interviewed the last time. Obviously, everybody wants Joe Brady. He's a guy who doesn't want to be in the NFL. Jason Candle was a name I mentioned last time. He's a coach at Toledo, a guy that I know he liked. Andy Ludwig, who's from Utah, the offensive coordinator over there. I know he interviewed him last time, went through the process. Liam Cohen. Those are all guys that were part of the conversation. So, if you want to think of guys along those trees, those coaching trees, guys that are connected to people like that he went through the interview process, a deep interview process, talking to those guys, and there's other suggestions, you know, guys that come from those sort of coaching trees, I think that's what he's looking at.
Brian Hartline?
He's a co-offensive coordinator now at Ohio State.
No co. The offensive coordinator. Not the Ohio State. The offensive coordinator at the University of Miami.
Let me ask you, if you are an offensive coordinator, right, and you're a guy or a guy who wants to be an offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, receivers coach, I think in this case it's going to be a quarterbacks coach who he hires, right, because this whole thing of making Gattis the receivers coach and the offensive coordinator didn't work. You didn't have the communication you needed in the quarterback room. So I think it has to be, again, Hartline is a receivers coach. That's what he does. He's just like Gattis. I think it has to be.
You could have a good QB coach and have Hartline as your offensive coordinator. And
they just went through that. They just went through that. They just went through that. I think it's going to be a quarterback.
I just want to bring his recruiting skills here, bro.
Well, I know you do. You and every Miami fan does. You and every Miami fan does. But
the offensive coordinator, assistant head coach, and give him a really good parking space.
Yeah, I wish. Look, what I was going to say is a lot of these guys who do this, you know, they look at the situation now with Gattis, right? He's the guy who just came off the Broyles Award, and now he's leaving. He can't find a job in the – that's how bad things were at Miami. So you need a guy who obviously –
poor guy's holding out a Salvation Army cup now. I mean, yeah, it's really
well. You need a guy who obviously is willing to work with Mario, you know, and the reputation Mario has is that he messes with the offense a little bit too much. He tries to turn things into a rock fight with opponents instead of letting guys, you know, be aggressive and throw the ball down the field, that kind of stuff. And Gattis, in a lot of ways, was what Mario wants, a guy who likes to run the football first. I think most people in college football will tell you need to have an elite passing game to win now. And that's the part that that's why you sit here and you say, Manny, what names do you got? I don't think it's a lot of these names that I mentioned. Those are guys he went through the process with. I think it could be somebody different who's a quarterback's coach who, you know, is a different flavor for Mario and allows him to come out and run a different kind of offense. I'm hoping that's the case anyway.
So you're saying they're going to hire Adam Gase? Okay.
Yes. Right. Adam Gase is the guy, right?
All right, Nuggets. I mean, he's coaching high school right now. He needs to come back up a level at least. So, you know, the return of Adam Gase would really inspire a lot of people in the Canes Nation, especially Dolphins fans. They really would love to see Adam Gase back.
Everybody wants to see Ken Dorsey here, right? And it's a pipe dream. He's running the Buffalo Bills offense. I mean, that's just never going to happen. Joe Brady doesn't want to come back.
The budget for laptops and notebooks would just go through the roof. That guy's breaking everything left out. How many did he break this past weekend? It's not a good thing. I don't know. That temper tantrum stuff.
Oh, again, man, like I go back to my main point. Whoever the hell he gets to come in here, just run an offense that these kids can run and play fast and not feel stupid running it, not be confused. Rhett Lashley tapped into something. That's why he's the one coordinator who's averaged over 30 points here in the last 6 years.
Okay. All right. All right. What else going on? Anything recruiting wise that we should know about?
No, I mean, listen, they're still looking to add at the outside receiver position. They're still looking to add a defensive tackle if they can add more depth. They're still looking to add wherever they can get a cornerback, you know, somebody who comes in and can help replace the Cormani McClain departure. So, you know, there's lots of visits and things that are going on. I'm not as into this, as I probably should be, but it because it's just because I feel like, again, this is going to run out. This is going to expire in May. So, like, the roster to me, like, all the names that are out there now, these dudes are trying to add right now, they're not sexy. I think there's going to be a lot more sexier names after spring football, guys who decide to enter the transfer portal then. And so over the summer, I think it'll get jazzed up. So all of, like, there's, you know, Gabby and Matt Schodell, all these guys do a great job. Kane Sport, 247, they track every bowel movement. I kind of cut to the chase.
That sounds a lot of fun tracking bowel movement.
Yeah. Every recruiting bowel movement is covered by
a shitty job.
I don't want to do that. I think what makes sense is pay attention in May when the next transfer window opens up. There'll be some good names then.
Okay. All right. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. More importantly, subscribe to The Athletic, baby. They know how to get it done there, covering college and all the major sports and some international soccer too. So go there and subscribe to The Athletic for pennies a day, man. Pennies a day. You'll probably
a lot of good national coverage, big story, yeah. Like big picture stories. I mean, I did a bunch of news. Yeah, all that stuff is on there. I mean, they're putting up the news that I wrote 3 or 4 weeks ago. The stories I wrote, they're finally running them today. So they're all there. They're all ready to rock, and we'll see what happens going forward. I'll have stuff. Bruce Feldman and I will get on the phone and talk. Bruce is very tapped into the coaching ranks, so I know he talks to Josh Gattis and other people. I'm interested to see what happened with Josh Gattis, so maybe I'll have that story for you guys next time.
Well, Josh, I heard, is going to be the offensive coordinator for Adam Gase in high school. So
that's what it is. They're going to work together. Combine.
They're going to be working together.
Combine their services.
Yep, that's it. Combine that intelligence that they've got together, and that'll really lift them to, I don't know, 3-4 wins this year or something. I have no idea. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro and catch his work there at The Athletic and subscribe. Manny, have a great weekend, my friend. We'll catch up on Tuesday.
You too, brother.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Manny Navarro, baby, and our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report. And don't forget, folks, you can order, all right, at Caneswear. Like, you know, the other day I was wearing this hat, and you guys love this hat. They've got all kinds of stuff with the Dolphins logo. They got Heat. They got Marlins. They've got Inter Miami gear. They got Florida Panthers. And they've got practically anything and everything with the Canes logo on it. You want like a neon sign for your bar? They got it. You want sneakers? They got it. You want Canes jackets, classic Canes jackets? They've got them. Hats galore. They got some really badass hats that they just got in. T-shirts galore. You name it, bro. Go to caneswear.com. You don't even have to go to the store. You can go online and check it all out. By the way, when you order over $99, you will get free shipping. So go to caneswear.com.
If you're a Miami sports fan, then there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.
Ride a ride. Edge energy drink, baby. Yeah, you want the edge? You know, we all want the edge in life, right? You want the edge in the club when you're trying to hit on the ladies. You want the edge on the field. You want the edge in a pickup basketball game. You want an edge in your fantasy football draft. You want an edge in the bedroom. You want an edge all the time. But you can also get the edge at myedgedrink.com. Get the most delicious, smooth, and zero aftertaste sports drink on the planet, baby. 78 calories. And yes, when I say delicious, smooth, and zero aftertaste, I am not lying. You're gonna try it yourself. And you're gonna go, wow, this is amazing. You're probably gonna make it your own soft drink now, is what you're gonna do all the time. Go to myedgedrink.com, take that taste challenge. Use our code Big O, get 10% off, get it delivered to your home, delivered to your office. Use it as an elixir. I'll be using it tonight as an elixir, hanging out with the wife and a little gray goose. So there you go. Go to myedgedrink.com and get the finest energy drink on the planet. Get 10% off. Use our code Big O, myedgedrink.com. All right. Let's see, what else do we have here? Manny looks like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now with the shadows. Yeah. Adam Gase to the U would be like Die Hard 23. There might be some fans, but it's destined to go straight up, straight to Redbox at the gas station. True Fin Fan says, how great it would be if the Dolphins and Canes were great at the same time. I hope so. It's coming, he says. I hope so, man. John Gieb, thank you for the love and the super chat. He says, do you think we've seen Tua's ceiling already, or there's another level for him to hit based on your professional opinion? John, no, what's one level over number one rated passer? He just needs to stay healthy, bro. I don't know why we have to. Why do we have to create more hurdles? Why are we moving the goalposts? Tua's fine. He just needs to stay healthy. He needs to take care of his body. He needs to learn to get rid of the goddamn football. That's all he has to do. He's the number one rated passer in the NFL. I'm not sure there's another number above one. I'm trying. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every time I start one, it starts with one every time, John. 1, 2. It never starts with another number, John. I'm not sure. What is above one? Don't know. In fact, what Dolphin quarterback do you know in their third season became the number one rated passer in the NFL? Not named Dan Marino. Not sure. I don't know what's above one. That John, if he stays healthy, instead of 25, if he stays healthy with no concussions instead, like he's had every other year except last year, but if he's able to stay healthy, well, instead of 25-8, maybe you have like 35-10 or 35-7 or 8. I don't need to improve his play. He's not Ryan Tannehill. He's not John Beck or something. I need him to stay healthy. That's what I need from, there's nothing wrong with his play. If you extrapolate his numbers for 16 games, it would be some impressive numbers. So I just need him to stay healthy. There's no other level for him. That's my point. One is the best. That's it. But how does he become even more dangerous? Get rid of the ball, stay healthy, don't take the hits. And that's it. Two a time. Big wrestling weekend, Big O. Who wins tonight? Solo Sikoa versus Kevin Owens and Sean. Who wins the Royal Rumble Saturday night? Appreciate you and Sean do. Thank you. Thank you, Tua Time. Appreciate you for the love on the Super Chat. Remember, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. All right, so the big wrestling weekend, Big O. Who wins tonight? Solo Sikoa versus Kevin Owens. And the Royal Rumble, well, Sean is not here right now, okay? So it's just me flying solo. And I'm not going to go with Solo Sikoa just because I am flying solo, okay? Can't do that. Or I can't go with Kevin Owens because it reminds me of Billy Owens, and Billy Owens was lazy. No, I'm going to go with Solo Sikoa, actually. I am going to go with Solo Sikoa. You know why I'm going to go with Solo Sikoa? Because Han Solo is my favorite character on Star Wars. And out of all the Star Wars characters, Han has always been, you know, the cool character out of all of them. Especially when, you know, he's what's that called? The cantina, the Mos Eisley cantina. And that bounty hunter is, you know, and he's like, yeah, what do you want me to do? And he shoots him right under the table. So Han Solo is nothing but cool, right? And Kevin Owens could be related to Billy Owens. I'm not sure. And Billy Owens had a lot of talent. I think underachieved at Syracuse. Definitely underachieved in the NBA. So I'm afraid that Kevin Owens is also going to underachieve. So I'm going to go with Solo Sikoa with the Han Solo power over Kevin, don't call me Billy Owens. There you go. That's my pick, two a time, and I'm sticking to it. And thank you for the love on the Super Chat. John Gieb comes back with another Super Chat. Thank you, sir. He says, I didn't mean it like that, but Tom, mind you, the greatest of all time, possibly just seemed like he never stopped getting better through time. John, he just needs to stay healthy. I don't need anything else. He does that, dude, you're going to be happy as hell as a Miami Dolphins fan. Troy Ortiz says, come on, Tua may be number one in stats, but is he really more like 10 or 12? Plus, we all know he's going to get injured again. Well, then, are we talking about number one? He's not 10 or 12, Troy. That's freaking stupid and ignorant. He's the number one rated passer in the NFL, dude. Okay? I get it, brother. You don't believe in the kid. You want him to fail because, you know, he's going to get injured and all that stuff. But he's not 10 or 12. See, that's the problem in this world. Too many of you make shit up. Oh, the election is rigged. And then one idiot says it, one orange orangutan says it, and the rest of you morons follow up. No proof whatsoever, but let's go do it. No, he's not 10 or 12, Troy. He's number one. Not like 10 or 12. Okay? These aren't Facebook facts, dude. He's the number one rated passer in the NFL. Just go look at the stats. He's all over the place. Number one, number two, number three. He's all over the place as one of the best passers in the NFL, period. End of story. Whether it's tight windows, whether it's completion percentage on bombs, whether it's the game overall, whatever you want to do, the guy was one of the elite passers in the NFL. Not like 10 or 12, like one or two or three. And practically everything. So, Troy Ortiz, you were dead ass wrong about him as a player. Okay? Because you're one of those people. So live off the injury and keep living off the injury. That's why he's going to fail. Just say that, dude. Just say, oh, it doesn't matter what he's ranked. He's a sack of injuries and he won't stay healthy. At least be honest. That's all, Troy. Don't hide behind the injury thing, okay? He's number one. You were wrong, like a lot of you were wrong, that he couldn't play, that he couldn't run a high-powered offense, all that kind of stuff, that he can't throw downfield. All of you that said that, you're all wrong. Just at least be honest and say, hey, I was wrong, you know, and since I'm wrong, I'm going to ride now the injury thing, you know, do that. Do what Joe Rose is doing now. Okay, love Joe, but he was dead ass wrong about Tua, right? And so now he'll get on the bandwagon and talk about, oh, well, you know, the injury and the injury and the injury. And he has to talk about the injury because he can't talk about the player anymore. because there's nothing to talk about with the player. The player is a player. He's a stud. He's got to stay healthy. That's his problem. By the way, that's always been his problem. Some of you, like Troy Ortiz, didn't see it. You thought he couldn't play at this level. You were wrong. The only thing that is ever going to stop that kid from being successful is if he continues to get injured. Outside of that, the kid's a stud. So get over it already. He's staying here. He's the quarterback. He's the number one rated passer, not like 10 or 12. You don't get to make shit up. It's really amazing, dude. Han is murdered and thief. He stole the job. He stole from Jabba and deserves the carbonite treatment. Well, you get busted, you know, you got to pay the price. Let's see. What else do we have here? I'm in a Twitter battle with Barry Cunningham over some similar stuff. He's using injury as a reason not to trust Tua. I trust Tua 100%. Well, injury is a reason. No, he's right. I don't know Barry Cunningham. I don't know what the hell, but he's right. You can't. No one can argue the injury stuff. That can never be argued. And you have to say that you can't trust Tua because of the injury history. And listen, what do we talk about on this show? We can't trust Tua because of the injury history, because Tua refuses to learn. Those are the facts. Tua refuses to learn how to take care of his body. The guy came back from a concussion, and what does he do? He puts his shoulder into a player. And then he comes off the field to tell the coach a stupid-ass line like, "Hey, coach, I needed that for me." You know what classic old parents will do at that moment? Anybody ever watch NCIS? And you watch how Harmon gives Donoso that "le vuela un avión," which is what we say in Spanish, because it's a plane that's flying right past your, bam, over your head. You know, that kind of stuff, right? That's what Tua deserved at that moment. You might have concussed him, but that's what he deserved at that moment. At that moment, he deserved a coach that you needed what? Bah! Right over his head. "Hey, what was that, coach? You don't need that, asswipe. You're the quarterback." Like I've said, you know, McDaniel, you spent your time or you got the editing room to make you 700 plays of Tua doing good. Please, dude. Make a tape of 7,000 plays of Marino throwing the ball away with the play clock. So you can see if Marino wasn't going to. Oh, and by the way, why don't you go find highlights of Marino putting shoulders into people? You probably won't find one. Unless it was like some championship game or some playoff game that he had no choice or something like that. You know, there was like a lot on the line, because Marino's not going to do that. So I don't know Barry or whatever, but whatever, if he's saying, again, I don't want to take somebody else's word for what somebody else said. That's usually doesn't work out. But anybody that is saying they don't trust Tua because of injury history is the most objective point you can make. It's not this bullshit of Troy Ortiz. "Well, no, he's really 10 or 12. No, he's number one. He's the number one rated passer in the NFL. He's a hell of a quarterback. And that doesn't go up for discussion. His problem is health. Always has been. And we can't trust him because he refuses to get rid of the football, because he refuses to learn that he's not Pat Mahomes and he's not Russell Wilson and he doesn't have the wheels of Lamar and he doesn't have the body of Josh Allen, and he refuses to learn that. So until he goes a season where he's constantly getting rid of the football and not running around thinking that he's some kind of, oh, I can do this spin move on everybody and shake them off like he's Warwick Dunn or Barry Sanders or Lamar Jackson or I don't know, any of those Gale Sayers, those freaks, those guys that just have speed galore laterally and they can do all this kind of, those kind of people are different. The Lord blessed them with footwork that Tua will never have. So he's got to understand that. So when he understands he's Drew Brees and he's Tom Brady and he's Dan Marino and he's Joe Montana and all that, he's a stiff back there. He's Drew Bledsoe. He's a stiff back there. The more Tua understands that he's a stiff back there, like all those other guys, and most of the guys I mentioned outside of Bledsoe are all Hall of Famers, but they're all stiffs. They're all statues back there. They can barely move, and they can have a career, and they can have a great career. Matt Ryan had a great career, dude. It wasn't his problem in the Super Bowl with a 25-point lead that his dumbass coach, you know, the mentor of Mike McDaniel, did a lot of the same shit Mike McDaniel did this year. You're running the ball and you stop running the ball. And now you have a 25-point lead and now you don't want to run the ball. You just want to like keep throwing and giving the ball to Brady. That's not Matt Ryan's problem. That's that guy's problem. Matt is just following, you know, the rules, the calls. Just like when you're killing Green Bay and Buffalo for 7 and 9 yards a carry, and then you decide to start passing on short downs. Huh? I mean, you know, we got to look at things for what they are. And it's up to Tua to take care of himself. He's got to show us that he can take care of himself. And that's the frustrating part about Tua. He's super smart. He's got to understand. And he's got to understand who he is. That's what I loved about Marino. He knew who he was. He wasn't going to play John Elway style football. He couldn't scramble like Fran Tarkenton or Roger the Dodger. That's Roger Staubach for you youngins out there. I don't even know if you know who Roger Staubach is, but it doesn't matter. He wasn't going to move around like some of his predecessors or some of his contemporaries at that moment. He didn't have Randall Cunningham's wheels. Now, Randall Cunningham couldn't be half the passer Marino was, but that's a whole different ballgame. You got to know who you are. And Tua, until he knows who he is, he might not have much of a career left. That's the way we have to look at it. So until Tua learns his own lesson, and bro, how much more harder do you want that lesson to be? One ankle injury, two ankle injuries, a hip, multiple concussions. Well, when are you going to learn your lesson, dude? When are you going to stop holding onto the ball 4 or 5 seconds? When are you going to stop scrambling around thinking that you're some kind of great athlete or something? Understand who you are, dude. Okay? You're the Hawaiian version of Drew Brees. You're the Hawaiian version of Joe Montana. Make a decision quickly and get rid of the ball. Montana could not play like Steve Young. Ever. Can't scramble like Steve Young. Can't run the ball like Steve Young. Cannot break tackles at times like Steve Young would do. Now, it wasn't the smartest thing in the world because he took on all kinds of physicality, a lot of hits, and suffered a lot of concussions. But he had that athleticism to him, and he had a running back's mentality. It didn't pay off for him at times. In fact, he retired before he was supposed to retire. Probably could have played a little longer if he wasn't so reckless with his body. So it's up to Tua now, and he's got to learn to stop being reckless. So whoever that guy you're talking about is, if he's saying that, if that's what it is, or if any of you are saying that, okay? Like Troy Ortiz should be saying, you know, hey, I don't trust him because he's injury prone. That's it. Don't give me this bullshit about, well, he's not really one. He's really like 10 or 12. No, he's one. He's an exceptional passer. His problem is injuries. Nothing else. Not the height, not the arm, not the intelligence, not the work ethic, not the ability. None of that is a question mark. The only question that he has is injuries. And it ends there. I honestly would have rather him drop some inefficiency and played more snaps. That is my opinion, because I feel we would have won more games at the end of the day. I just want to win. Exactly, Spooky. I'm with you. Let's see what else. Tua is better than Mahomes, Burrow, or Allen. Of course, he isn't. So obviously, actually, he is a better passer than Josh Allen, Troy. You know, I'm sorry, bro. I hate to, you know, like disappoint you on that, but he's actually a better passer than Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the better football player because he can run. But when it comes to passing from the pocket, he is much more accurate than Josh Allen. So I'm not sure what you're watching, my brother. I mean, if you want to keep burying yourself, Troy, on this, go ahead. I'll keep crushing your ass, bro. If you want, go ahead. You want to keep saying stupid shit? I'll keep crushing you. Because you can. All you have to do is go look at everything else, bro. The stats are all there, completion percentage, all that kind of stuff. And when you watch Josh Allen, he will miss people, wide open people. And it's not like he's being pressured or anything like that. I'm not sure if you're actually watching. And, you know, the part you don't understand is there's a difference between a football player and a quarterback. So if we're just talking about pure passer from the pocket, yeah, he's actually better than pretty much everybody else. Maybe Mahomes. Maybe Joe Burrow, I'll give those guys the nod. But I'm taking Tua from the pocket almost over everybody in the league. Definitely Josh Allen. Okay? Definitely Josh Allen. Not even close, I'm taking Tua over Josh Allen. I'm not sure what you're watching. Again, you know, you were wrong. That's all. You said he couldn't play, and you were wrong. Just live off the injury stuff, bro. Stop burying yourself more with dumb comments. Big O, next year will be 4 years covering the Fins here on YouTube, covering the second best QB in franchise history. Let's see what the future holds. Let's hope so, man. Let's hope he stays. If he stays healthy, if he learns how he's supposed to play, we'll be all right. We'll finally have a great season down here. Allen better, Big O. Did I say that Tua was better than Josh Allen? I did not say that. I just said from the pocket, he's the better passer. He's the more accurate passer. Okay? The stats prove that. That's just the way it is. Now, is Josh Allen the better football player? By miles. Of course. There's no doubt. He's got the legs and that body that allows him to do those other things. You know what I mean? And he's got a clutch gene to him. I will give him that. Although, except in the playoffs, Josh Allen doesn't have a clutch gene. Somehow or another, you know, he's kind of falling short in the playoffs. After all that, you know, he doesn't really show up in the big moments like he should. He's so far... Josh Allen is a regular season wonder. In the playoffs, you know, not very impressed. I mean, he's not the choking dog that Lamar Jackson is, but Lamar Jackson's limited, you know. All right, what else do we have here? Am I saying Josh Allen is trash? No, clutch games, I disagree. Well, I mean, playoffs so far, Josh Allen, you know, considering all the hype, considering all the talent, considering how good Buffalo is, Josh Allen's underperformed in the playoffs. I mean, those are the facts, you know, but it is what it is. Yeah, that Eddie is right. Tua's a good player. He's no Josh Allen overall. Hell no. Allen's got the other stuff that comes with it. All I'm saying is, as a passer, Tua's better. Tua's more accurate than he is. Tua's just got to figure out how to stay healthy. He does that, then he can be a great, you know, John Elway was a better football player than Joe Montana. Marino had a much better arm than Montana. Okay, who was the best quarterback? Some of you have this thing with, you're looking at the talent overall. Of course Josh Allen is light years ahead of him right now. He's got the big physical tools, right? He's sturdy, he's huge, and he runs like a deer. Those are things that Tua doesn't possess. So he can't add that to his game. But neither did Montana. Montana could never run around like Elway. Never had the athleticism of Elway. Never had the arm of Elway or Marino. But he ended up being the better quarterback out of the three. I mean, those are the facts. You can look at whatever you want physically. That doesn't mean if Tua stays healthy, he will have a chance to be better than Josh Allen. Because he doesn't need... Josh Allen needs his legs in order to be the quarterback that he is. Because he doesn't live solely from the pocket. And if you watch the games, very important that if you watch the games, you will see him constantly miss people. He does that all the time. That's why that petulant little child named Stephon Diggs loses his mind at times. Because either he doesn't see him, or he overthrows him, or whatever, and he doesn't get the ball enough, and then he's crying like a little bitch. You guys are, some of you are mixing the talent with quarterbacking. And that's where you kind of get lost. But the stats tell you all you need to know, and when you watch it, Tua is an incredibly accurate quarterback. So that's not his problem. His problem is one thing, and one thing only. And he better fix it. Let's see. 305 Domi says, can't watch your crypto show live tomorrow, but we'll watch tomorrow night. Are you taking questions? Yes. Yes, I will take questions. So if you guys have any tomorrow, and for those of you that don't know, we are starting our crypto show tomorrow. And it is called the Crypto Bro Show. So there you go. Here you go. There's your Crypto Bro Show. Yes, sir. And remember,
the Crypto Bro Show is solely for entertainment purposes. Orlando Elzagiri and his guests are not financial advisors or investments consultants. If you ever plan to invest, make sure you do your homework, talk to a professional, and understand investing is very risky and volatile. Good luck in any of your investments, and only invest what you're willing to lose.
Remember that.
Let's step into the world of cryptocurrency with a guy that loves to talk crypto in the world of blockchain technology.
It's time to talk crypto with my bro, the Big O. So turn it up and listen, dude.
It's the Crypto Bro Show with Orlando Elzugari.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So you'll be seeing it on Saturday at 1 o'clock, we will go live, crypto only. So don't bother asking me sports questions. I'm not going to be doing any sports during that time. So we'll be talking about different cryptocurrencies, some of the ones I like, why I like them. If you're looking to invest in crypto, what you got to look for. We're going to try to get guests on in the crypto universe. From CEOs of companies, to what's it called, cryptocurrency exchanges, to certain reporters that, you know, I might be able to find that actually really know what they're talking about, because there's a lot of people that are writing about crypto and they really don't know about crypto because they don't. I feel like if you don't do your homework and investing, I think you will have a problem with talking crypto and all that. You won't understand it, you know, at times. And so those are things, you know, I don't know, like little things like, let's say, Aptos, which I'll talk about tomorrow, has exploded. What people don't realize is that a lot of the coins that are in circulation right now is it's a very small group, and they're about to release a boatload of coins, which the value is going to drop drastically in the next month or two. And a lot of the people that got in early, those are the people that have a lot of them right now, the few that is out in circulation, and they're about to make a killing, and they're about to sell, and then that thing's about to drop. I think maybe I'm wrong, but these are like things like, you know, Gala Games. You know, you might talk about Illuvium, and you might be talking about Polygon, and you might be talking about, you know, different blockchains. But Gala Games, one of their knocks, as much as I like Gala, is that they don't have their own blockchain. And they need that, I think, in order to really grow in this ecosystem. So things like that, that I think people have to understand when they're investing in crypto, and then they're comparing, why should I invest in Cardano over, you know, Cosmos? Or should I go more into Cosmos instead of Ethereum? Or should I be more in Ethereum because they are the granddaddy of them all? You know what I mean? And so, you know, Solana has so many issues, yet it seems to, you know, find its way back and bounce back. So there's a lot of things to talk about, and I'll get into it tomorrow. So if you are a crypto person, I welcome you aboard. If you're not a crypto person and you kind of want to learn, because it's a very intimidating thing, I was very intimidated with this 2 years ago. And I thank Alex Dono, by the way, who was kind of the guy that inspired me, because he had a little bit of Bitcoin at that time. And it was right when it was in the very high 30s to low 40s, and it was starting to climb, and it went all the way to 67,000. And so now we're at 23,000, and it's been, to me, it's been a blessing what's happened the last 14, 15 months, because it's given us the time to be able to accumulate and get ready for the next bull run. And I think it's been awesome. So there you go. So we will be talking a lot of crypto tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It's another one of my passions. It's something that I follow heavily, and I just think it's going to be an enormous part of our lives. So we will start at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Now, the show will not be every Saturday at 1 o'clock or anything like that. I may do another show in 2 days or 3 days. I don't know yet. So, but it will be on this channel. Hit the notification bell. You'll find out about it. We'll tell you when the next show is here on the regular channel. Okay. So there you go. Let's see. Eddie says, oh my God, a crypto show. You better put more than those disclaimers, Big O. I don't need to put more than those disclaimers, Eddie. You know, I'm fine. You know, I'm not worried about any of that stuff. You do your own homework, bro. You lose your money, that's your freaking problem, not mine. I ain't telling you to invest in anything. I'm not putting a gun to anybody's head. You do your own damn homework. And all that. I can talk all I want about crypto. It's entertainment and information. I am not an investor. So if you lose, that's because you didn't do your homework, Eddie, and you're a dumbass. That's pretty simple. It's not my fault. See, you're already blaming me for something you haven't done. Think about how freaking stupid that is. Think about that. Think about that. You're already blaming me for your stupidity. You know? So it's up to you, man. Not me. I don't need any more than a disclaimer and me telling you I ain't a financial advisor. I'm just a guy who likes crypto. You know what I mean? I'm not a sports god or anything. And you could take my opinions on sports, and I might be right. And hell, I'm going to be wrong a lot. Guess what? That happens. Hey, I liked BitTorrent until what's this fool's name from Tron? Justin Sun took over and ruined that. You know? And BitTorrent had potential until Justin Sun, who shits everything that he touches, and that's why I wouldn't invest in Tron. And what's the latest thing that he's part of? Anything that Justin Sun's involved in, I would stay away from, you know, that kind of stuff. These are the kind of things we'll talk about on the Crypto Show. Double T Sports. Does Tua ever throw with his right hand? Do other quarterbacks throw with their left hand? Any other stupid questions you would like to ask Double T Sports? Music show is coming, dude. Dude 67. That's also next. We're planning that. It's just give me a moment. And I've already got guests and all that for that too. That one, actually, I've already got some stuff already planned ahead of time for that one. But I haven't let me get this one rolling, and then we will add the music show to the mix. Okay. We'll do that. By the way, EJD Construction, a proud sponsor of our program, 305-433-4843. Custom home construction and major home remodeling. Listen, they rebuilt our wall here. They did everything here in our house and did a sensational job. And I know that some of you out there, I know one of our listeners has an observation deck that he built. Another one, he built a complete hut in the back that has a full kitchen, a barbecue, and a grease trap. I mean, really sick stuff. Some of you have gotten additions. There's one of our listeners had a fire, unfortunately, in their home. And so now you have to gut it and you have to remediate everything. He does all of that. Some of our listeners, as I've been telling you, you need to re-up your hurricane policy. And what are they telling you now? Well, wait a minute. Your house is a little too old. It's over 20 years. You need to go through another inspection and you need to bring it up to code. If it's not up to code, then you need to get it up to code before we can give you the policy. Well, guess who can bring it up to code? Eric at EJD Construction. 305-433-4843. I'm not talking about a handyman. So don't call him about, you know, fixing a doorknob or something. I'm talking about, you know, an addition to your home, a second floor, remediating the house, remodeling your entire kitchen, you know, major home remodeling and custom home construction, full contractor. They do it all, quality work, and shell construction too, in-house. That's how they keep the cost down and they save you money. Call Eric right now. This is his cell number, 305-433-4843. That's 305-433-4843 for EJDConstruction.com. All right. Let's get ready to rock with the one and only Scott Pianowski.